With the United Nations Nuclear Agency reporting productive talks with Iran over long-delayed inspections of atomic facilities, the United States says it welcomes the opportunity to test whether Iran is willing to submit to international standards. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry.
Some have suggested that somehow there's something wrong with even putting that to the test. I suggest that the idea that the United States of America is a responsible nation to all of humankind would not explore that possibility would be the height of irresponsibility and dangerous in itself, and we will not succumb to those fear tactics and forces that suggest otherwise.
Among those concerned about overtures from Iran's new government are longtime U.S. allies Israel and Saudi Arabia. Israeli Justice Minister Tzipi Livni.
When you hear the Saudis talking about what needs to be done in order to prevent Iran, I mean, it sounds familiar. I think that you can hear that Arabic sounds familiar to Hebrew when it comes to Iran.
She says Israel wants to cooperate with Arab governments equally wary of Iran.
But unfortunately, the open conflict between Israel and the Palestinians makes it impossible or very difficult for them to act with Israel against Iran. Because when it comes to the public opinion in their own state, Israel is still the enemy.
Washington has not done enough to ease Saudi and Israeli concerns about these nuclear talks, says former U.S. Ambassador Adam Arely.
Their nervousness is understandable because they're seeing what's happening in Washington and New York, and they're not hearing anything different privately from senior levels of the U.S. government.
He believes that nervousness about Iran's intentions is well-founded.
I think their goal is to develop a nuclear weapon. And they're not going to accept limitations that prevent them from that, even for sanctions relief.
Iran says it is not trying to develop atomic weapons and is pursuing a peaceful civilian nuclear program. State media says talks in late October with the UN nuclear watchdog broke a deadlock between Iran and the agency. Progress on negotiations follows the election of President Hassan Rouhani, who's setting a new course for Iran, says American University professor Akbar Ahmed.
I think there's a belief already coming out of Iran that we can and we must work within the international order, within the frame of the Committee of Nations, and that we want to come out of the cold.
Kerry says the United States expects concrete action from Iran.
Our eyes are wide open. The actions must be real. They must be fully verifiable. They must get the job done. And no words can replace those actions.
Kerry says only verifiable actions will lead to the easing of U.S. and European Union sanctions that have cut Iranian oil exports by more than 1 million barrels a day, fueling inflation and undermining the value of Iran's currency. Scott Stearns, VOA News at the State Department.